be stars of the game. And I'm over here in the Rays locker room, and I got the man here for the Rays.
What's up, guys? Richie Palacios.
Where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
How's Shy Boy winding up in Tampa?
That's how it is, man. You don't get to choose a team you get picked by. I'm here in Tampa, and that's what went now.
So what has this big league experience been like for you?
It's been amazing. It's been a blessing, for sure. Be able to go out there and play the game that I love each and every day, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I always tell my guys, no matter how much talent and ability you got, it's all about getting opportunity. Where does your opportunity come from?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, when you go out there and you put numbers up, you're able to get better opportunities. For me, I've been able to get opportunity here. I'll go out there and play the game that I play, help the team win, and that's what I'm here to do.
So was you the man?
Yeah, I've always been good when I was younger. Always worked really hard. Always been the smallest guy in the room, but I'm excited to be out here now.
So tell us about them young days. What was it like when you was coming up as a shorty, as they call it?
Yeah, you got constantly overlooked when I was younger. My skill was always there. Worked really hard. I had a baseball family, so I learned a lot from my dad, from my uncle, from my brother. But yeah, just got overlooked a lot when I was younger just because of the size. But for me, that never changed the way I worked. Continue to work hard and able to get to where I am today.
So I would always tell my guys, if you want to get to the next level, you got to eat, drink, and sleep this game.
What say you? Yeah, you got to live it. You got to live for this game, man. You got to live. You got to study it. You got to practice hard. You got to focus. And it's just more than going out there and playing. It's a lot more process oriented and actually knowing the game, loving the game to help you be successful.
And how many years have you been in the big leagues?
I made my debut in 2022.
2022. So you got 4 seasons on your belt.
Yeah, about 4.
So you and I tell guys that the average life of major league ball players is two, maybe 3 years. A lot of people don't understand that.
No. So yeah, I mean, it's a short lifestyle.
So once you get here, they say it's easier to get here than it is to stay. What you say?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to stay here. Hard to get here, but hard to stay.
So what about the competition? When you get out there, it looks the same. But everybody's good. The game is quicker. Competition's better.
Yeah, I mean, competition's great. I just go out there and try and have a good time, focus on what I can control and go out there and have fun. That's how I've always played the game. I've always had fun playing it. So nothing changes now that it's in the major leagues.
So when I look up at your locker, you got number one. How you wind up with that number one?
I wore that number when I was a kid. When I got traded here, they asked me what numbers I wanted, and they said number one was available, and I snagged it immediately, and I won't ever give it up.
So you know number one means you're the man.
I'm just doing my thing, man.
So what is it like for a major leaguer when you go out there and you got kids asking you for your autograph? I mean, what does that do to a ball player?
It's amazing because I remember the times that I was the kid asking for the autograph. I was the kid going out there watching the major league games. So for me, I like to, you know, interact with all the kids that are there, tell them that dream is possible as long as you work hard and put the work in.
And you don't have to be 6'3 and 195.
No, because I'm not that.
I thought you were 6'6".
I wish. In my head, I'm 6'6".
I mean, when you think about your role, your journey getting here, I mean, do you sometimes pinch yourself and look at, I'm on the field with the stars of the game?
No, I mean, it's a blessing, though. I wake up every morning. I am truly blessed. But I'm on the field. The only thing I'm worrying about is, you know, being successful and helping the team win. I'm not worried about who's around me, who I'm playing against, who none of that really matters to me. Just worrying about, you know, what can I do to help the team win today? What can I do to be successful?
So let's go back. First major league hit. Who was your first major league hit against?
It was against Michael Lorenzen. Right. In Los Angeles against the Angels.
First major league home run.
Against Johan Oviedo, 2023, against my brother, actually. He was on the Pirates at the time.
Oh, man, I know. You and him talks real trash.
Yeah, a lot of trash that week.
Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking his locker room for the very first time, seeing you for me. What was that feeling like?
I started to think of all the sacrifices I made in my entire life that got me to that point. Mm-hmm. And I knew that all the sacrifices that I did make were worth it.
Did you cry?
Cry when I call my parents, yeah.
You cry. You look like you cry.
Yeah, when I call my parents, I cry.
Mama cry?
Yeah.
We know mama cry. Daddy didn't cry. Daddy's like, nah, that's my boy. He's a beauty. Coach,
brother, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.